That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Dear Media IRL is back, and we're showing up bigger, better, and louder than ever. Join us on May 4th in Austin, Texas for the ultimate live podcasting experience. Watch and learn from your favorite Dear Media hosts as they bring their insightful discussions from your headphones to the stage. Get ready to be inspired, entertained, and watch audio get a makeover. Tickets are on sale now at dearmedia.com/IRL. See you on May 4th in Austin, Texas.
Hey guys, it's Sammy.
And Sammy, and welcome to Transform, your safe space to form the best version of you.
There are going to be a lot of laughs, and oh boy, a lot of tears.
But we are so grateful to be alongside you in your journey to transform.
Ooh, here we go.
Let's do it.
Welcome back, our Transform girlies. We are so thrilled and excited that you guys wanted an episode like this, which is how we built this, the story of Form. Form is Sammy and I's baby together. We built Form almost 3 years ago, and it has been a beautiful journey, so much within that word, that how we've gotten here today with Form. And we are so excited to just dive in. We're going to give you the juice. We're going to give you, honestly, the whirlwind journey of being entrepreneurs, being female entrepreneurs, doing it as best friends, being a top wellness platform, and just how we continue to stay so true to ourselves. So with that said, Sam, you want to kick them off and share kind of, if anyone does not know what Form is, what we have built, what is Form?
Oh, it would be my greatest, greatest honor and privilege. Talking about Form for us is literally like what I imagine when we have children, what talking about our future children is like. We just have so much pride and joy and just love for what we do and what we've created. So if you do not know Form, if you have not tried Form, welcome. We definitely are so excited for you to tap in and try it for yourself. But essentially, it is our all-in-one holistic wellness platform. You can come for your movement, for your nutrition with our amazing recipes, mindfulness. But really, I think our favorite part of Form is the community. And our community is our heartbeat to everything that we do. Every single program we launch, recipe we create, activewear we design, it is all for our community. And because we're having such a conversation with them. So if you haven't joined yet, we are so here to welcome you so warmly into the Form fam.
Woohoo! Welcome, welcome. I think the best way to kick this off is, we want to treat this as if no one knows who Sammy and I are and how we got here. And so I think the best way is to share the journey of how we've gotten to this place now. And that definitely starts with our personal stories and our personal endeavors that we entered in before Form came about. So for myself, Sammy Clark self, it all started when I moved to Los Angeles and I was pursuing modeling at the time. I truly had no idea what I wanted to do with my life. I told my parents, can I, you know, get a job on the side, go pursue modeling, because that was the only thing that actually was opening doors for myself. And luckily they said yes, and I didn't go to college and I moved to LA. I stepped in. I was super driven. I was super passionate about life, but I had zero clue of what I wanted to do. And I talked a little bit about this because I think living in a city of dreamers and people who everyone kind of knows come to Los Angeles to be a singer, to be an actress, to be a dancer, whatever it is, I truly had no clue and just kind of continued to go towards the doors that were opening for me, knowing that they were not my passion. And it was definitely a struggle, and it definitely was a hard time for me to know that the time would come when I would actually know what I want to do, but I had to be very patient. So in my young 20s, I was really into taking care of myself. I definitely went through the partying time. I went through the eating unhealthy, not moving my body, and it started to affect my mental health pretty bad. And I just remember going back to my roots. I had a family who did prioritize taking care of themselves. And so I went back to my roots of, okay, I'm going to start cooking again, eating right. I'm going to start going to some workout classes. So at this time, I was getting so into wellness, getting into my routine, feeling so much better. And I remember social media was definitely here. Instagram was a thing. That's all I can honestly remember that I was on. I wasn't really a Facebook girly. And I remember Instagram stories started to come out. And at this time, I was posting on Instagram for my modeling book. So it really was not a resource that I loved. I didn't really love social media, to be honest. I was just using it for my book and to connect with friends. And I remember when Instagram stories came out, there was something in me that was like, ooh, I kind of want to just use this as a diary of sharing my day. And I don't know why that sparked in me. Again, you don't have to always know, but there was a little sizzle in my belly that was like, hey, why don't you just play with this Instagram stories and start sharing your workout, start sharing the things that actually give you joy. And so I started to do so. I started filming myself in the gym. At this time, I started to actually create my own workouts because I started to fall in love with it so much that I was like, I don't even need workout classes. I'm going to go to the gym and start creating them myself. I also got a trainer because I was just like, this makes me feel so good. And so I started sharing my workouts. I started sharing my recipes that I was cooking. I was like loving the crockpot dishes and just like the ease of things. And at this time, I still was modeling. So I was sharing when I was traveling what I was eating. And I did not think anything of it. I was just sharing organically. I would talk to models on set and they would be so interested in the things I was sharing. And so I think I just started to pay attention to people having a lot of questions and not knowing the things that I actually knew. It was something that I thought everyone really knew how to take care of themselves. And it was an aha moment for me to hear the questions of, oh, so we shouldn't drink 2 sodas in a day. Oh, you mean we need more protein? Oh, you mean sleep's really good for you? And I was like, oh, I could talk about these things all day long. And then the influx of messages started to come through on Instagram as well. I was getting DMs from same thing, the girls being like, how do you do this? How did you, I showed like a transformation of just the way that I was feeling overall. And physically, there was a transformation just in my skin, my body, the way that I was showing up, and people could tell. So I was getting so many messages. And then I decided, okay, if I'm getting so many messages here, which I'm going to start to like continue to give free content, I also love YouTube. So I also love watching YouTube content where you get to really share so much more personal long form content. And so then I decided to start a YouTube channel. Dear goodness, those videos are RIP because I edited them all myself and I am no editor. I like have a creative eye, yes, but they were horrendous. Like iMovie, so bad. You will not find them. They are on private. But I started to post just way, way more. And again, this is me just seeing myself in flow, like seeing the people come in, seeing that I actually had people that were curious in what I was so passionate about. And I remember someone saying to me, do something that if you never got paid for it, you would still be happy and joyful to do it. And this was that for me. I could talk about it all day. I didn't make any money for the longest time. I remember brands would gift me things and I would just post for free. I would just be like, I'm in your workout set. I'm taking your protein powder if I really was in love with it. And I think that's where my authentic and true community started is because I wasn't in it for the money. I honestly didn't know you could make money off of it for so long that I was just sharing so organically and so from my heart. And then at this time, I decided, okay, this can actually be something really real. I got hit up when I was like at 60K, I believe, on Instagram from another app. And I actually joined the other app. There was way bigger people than myself on there. It was non-exclusive, so I could still do my passions of YouTube and Instagram. But going on that app helped me really get out there and collab with other people that were quite larger than me, like millions of followers. So that was kind of a beautiful next move. And slowly after that, quarantine hit, which was a crazy time. And I left the app at that time because I felt like it wasn't for me and I wasn't matching the morals and values that I just was so passionate about. So in this time of pause, I just leaned into YouTube again, leaned into creating so much free content. And then I was also starting to work with brands and, you know, monetize in that way of the brands I was passionate about. As quarantine hit, if no one joined in on my Instagram lives, I feel like quarantine was the time for myself. Everything that I worked for, everything that I was educated on, it was this moment in time that I knew I needed to be there for my community. In such a dark time, I knew that movement and conversations about what was going on was what we all needed. So I actually went live 5 times a week on Instagram for, I think it was 4 months, and same time every morning. And slowly but surely, there was thousands and thousands and thousands of people showing up on these lives. And I remember just being on these lives being like, hello from Ireland, hello from Germany, hello from, you know, Minnesota. And it was just all walks of life. And I was living back with my parents at that time too. And I'm looking at my mom doing the workouts with me. And it was just such a time where my community and I were so close and we were building this trust and we were building this relationship. And then at the same time too, I was doing these little live hosting sessions where I would bring on experts in the mental health space and they would talk about how we can stay sane during this time and how we can still love ourselves and protect ourselves and be there for ourselves in this lonely, lonely time. So after quarantine kind of calmed down, after we thought it was only going to be a month and it was like years, I knew I had this precious community that I have fallen in love with. And I knew I wanted to bring them into a place that they felt so included, welcomed, safe, and also had all the resources that I talk about. And Instagram just could not provide that. They could not provide this all-in-one stop shop that actually would hold people accountable and get each other closer. So this is where the juices started to flow of, I know I want to start something. Like, again, it was that whisper in the belly of like, there's not another app you need to be on. You've done so much beautiful content. You're going to continue to do that. But it's time that you create something for everyone to be a part of. And I'll pause there while we jump into, because then it's our love story that we'll tap into. But yeah, that's kind of how I got here.
I love hearing it firsthand every time. I mean, y'all, I could literally tell Sammy's story for her at this point. But truly, I just want to affirm you so much in this moment. The way that you share, the vulnerability that you have online, and the tools that you provide myself and our community and your community through your personal brand literally save lives. And I mean that in the greatest sense. You've changed my life. I think it's no accident that we're sitting here as co-hosts and co-founders, but I'll kind of bring everyone back in my story too, because truly to be sitting here in this chair as a co-founder of one of the world's leading wellness platforms, my younger self would laugh. My younger self would say, there is no way. And now I'm sitting here and I'm like, there's no coincidence. This was all on purpose. And I think back to my college self. Myself in college was actually when I was at my most unhealthy point of my life. And I'm sure a lot of people can relate to that. We go to college, it's kind of this like first taste of freedom. I had no idea how to work out. I had no idea what food to eat. So it was just this huge first thing of freedom. And I took full advantage and lost myself within it. I never worked out. I was eating like crap. I just had none of the education that people like you started providing. And what I did have during that time, though, was just this innate sense of leadership. I think back to my college career, and I was a leader in everything that I did. I was never just trying to do something. I would join and I would lead within that. And I think I'm in this like meaning-making stage of life. And I've realized that a lot of what I've been through in my life made me grow up quick. And it made me have these leadership abilities that I am so grateful for. And I think that really did shine through in college. But I would look at my peers and they were all similar to someone who moves to LA. They're like, I want to be a singer. I want to be an actress. When I was in college, everyone was like, I'm going to be a doctor. I'm going to be a lawyer. I'm going to be an accountant. And it just never resonated with me. And I think when you're surrounded by so much of that, it's hard to not say, okay, I guess I'm going to take the LSAT and I guess I'm going to go to law school. So I thought I would be a lawyer.
I can still see that.
Me in a pencil skirt. Meanwhile, me in my sweatpants right now. But like truly so much respect for people who pick such specialties. I just couldn't really see it for myself. But because everyone else around me was doing it, I thought, okay, I might as well do it too. And it wasn't until my brother, who was actually living in Los Angeles at the time, I was a year out from graduating undergrad, he, being in a place like LA, found so much opportunity within the tech scene. And he started working for a company that we all know, Uber, back when no one knew what Uber was. And he was actually helping Uber acquire new customers. And this was also way back when Instagram wasn't being used as this influential tool to have people promoting new products and services. So Frankie literally was hiring thousands of ambassadors to just speak about this new thing, Uber. You know, you put your credit card in this app, and then you're getting into a stranger's car, and they're taking you to where you want to be. It was a hard thing for people to understand. So Uber really knew that they needed people to describe that for them. Frankie had this huge opportunity, and I didn't know what I wanted to do with my life. And I'll never forget him saying, I just need someone I trust. I love you. I trust you. You kind of don't know what's next yet. Why don't we do this together? And I'll never forget my phone call to my dad and me asking my dad, who my brother and I have such a special relationship with, do I do this? Do I move to LA and just try this? No one else is doing it. All of my friends are either continuing their education or getting a corporate job. Do I do this? This is scary and unknown. And my dad said, you'll never know until you try. So I moved to LA. My brother and I built what ended up being one of the largest influencer marketing agencies. From Uber, we started working with Lyft. From Lyft, we started working with Airbnb. And then Walmart landed on our tiny island. And truly, that was that. We learned how to run a company alongside each other. We were two kids, literally just learning day in and day out, building a team. I mean, it was the fast track to literally what you get an MBA in, but in the real world. And I'm just so grateful that I said yes. I'm so grateful that my brother and I have that relationship still and had it then to give me an opportunity to learn all of that. And then once I exited, I was really given time to just figure out what I wanted to do. And I think because I had this history in influencer marketing, I thought that had to be it. And what was such a beautiful blessing was just giving myself patience, not rushing, not forcing, okay, I need to have a $1 billion idea right now. Okay, I need to apply to 10 other jobs right now. Really just taking the time and taking another risk of not forcing what's next for me. And during this time, my boyfriend at the time, who's now my husband, Andrew, said, my friend JT from middle school hit me up. Him and his girlfriend only live a half mile away. It's the pandemic. We're only hanging out with a certain amount of people and only hanging out with them outside. Let's plan a double date walk. And we said, heck yes. We started doing weekly walks. What's really interesting looking back now is this was actually a point in my life when I had had a lot of success in my career. And I was taking this time to figure out what is next in my career. And in doing that, I was diving in headfirst into my wellness and what my true soul needed, not just what my career wanted. So the invitation to join someone that I truly respected so much as a health and wellness expert, Sammy Clark. I had done all of her YouTube workouts. I was so excited to meet her, and we started going on these weekly walks.
These weekly walks. Gosh, I remember it so clearly. You had Bagel, who was just a baby too, which to look at right. Bagel, your dog now, like massive. I mean,
y'all, she's 52 pounds, but like everyone thinks she's 100 pounds because we keep her fur so long. And she was just a little tater tot back then.
She was the cutest little tater tot. Before we go into our story, I just had a thought because I get asked this a lot, and I think we've touched on it in so many of our episodes, but this is just a perfect moment right here. The fact that your dad, who I love so dearly, said, you don't know until you try. I feel like we get a lot of questions, even on our Dear Sammys, about, well, how did you do it? Weren't you scared? Or there's other people doing it. And I think if you can just hear Sammy and I's stories, it is the leap of faith that you just go in and you kind of like are jumping in the water and then seeing what happens, but you won't know until you do try. So remembering that those things that are placed on your heart, those little whispers that Sammy and I got, we decided to trust them, not knowing the outcome, but knowing that will continue to get us to exactly where we're at now. So I just want to say that of remember everything that's placed on your heart. You just got to try it. You don't have to understand it. You don't have to know how to do it. You'll see in our journey continuously, we just continue to try and figure it out and do the best we can.
Yes. So. Yes. I feel like we are all just guessing. You know, I take so many amazing mentor calls where women are really inspired by what we've created and want to know, like, how do you do it? And I just want everyone listening, like, we are all guessing day in and day out and just making it happen, as simple as that. Mm-hmm. And you truly don't know until you try.
Yes. Oh, I'm stealing that from my kiddos. I am beyond excited to chat about a cookware that has been changing my life in the kitchen, and that is Caraway. Caraway I found years ago because I was looking for a non-toxic cookware. Yes, we have toxins in our cookware, which is just crazy to me. And so what happens when you cook your food is you're actually turning that heat on, and the toxins and chemicals are then going into the food that we're putting into our body. Beyond their intention of making sure all of their cookware is non-toxic, they also kill it at aesthetic. I don't know about you guys, but the way that I become a better cook is by having my cookware on my stove. It's ready for me to go. I have my big pot, I have my pan, and I got the color Sage from Caraway. It's this beautiful green, but they truly have so many different colors you have to check out. And I'm just obsessed with using it and the way that it makes my cooking experience overall. They also have a cute little kitchen tidy storage experience that you can storage away all of your Caraway cookware. I am obsessed, and over 65,000 people are also obsessed. They've rated it 5 stars about their Caraway kitchen. Visit carawayhome.com/transform to take advantage of this limited time offer for 10% off your next purchase. This deal is exclusive for our listeners, so visit carawayhome.com/transform or use the code transform at checkout. Caraway. Non-toxic cookware made modern.
Are you looking for some good, clean positivity? Good, me neither. I'm Maddie Murphy, and I host The Bad Broadcast, a weekly comedy podcast dedicated to talking about everything we love to hate. I searched my whole life to find my passion. Little did I know, I had been practicing my true talent every single day, complaining. Join me every Monday wherever you listen to podcasts, and be sure to follow me on Instagram at The Bad Broadcast to answer our weekly questions and for a chance to be featured on the show. See you there.
Oh. So on our beautiful walks that Sammy was bringing up, we started going on these walks every Tuesday at 5:30. And slowly the boys were not showing up and us girls just continued the walks. And on these walks, I was sharing where I was at in my journey with Sammy of, I have, you know, this audience, I have this community, I have this passion, and I want to build something, but truly, I, one, don't know how to do it. And number two is I know my strengths and I know that I'm not trying to be everything. I know that I'm not trying to be the one that knows how to run a business per se. And then on the other end, Sammy was just giving me beautiful advice based on what she's done in her past company. And it really was just this like beautiful relationship of her just sharing what has worked for her and me just asking questions. Slowly, as the weeks went on, I got a text from Sammy and she texted me, I think, would you say, I think I can be...
It's like, I think we need to do this together. Yes. I want to be the person that you trust to build this business. And y'all, if you can imagine, it was that butterfly feeling where you literally have to like throw your phone after. Because I'm like, what the actual heck did I just send and like put out into the universe? But I think I just had so much trust in exactly what Sammy's speaking to. Like these whispers that happen, those are real. This was like a severe gut punch of like, do it. Like you need to do this.
And I remember when she said it so clearly as well, I was in my living room and I remember I looked up like, oh shit, she just sent that. And I'm obsessed with her. I love her. Like we got so close so quick. You know, those people that you just know they're in your life for such a reason. And so her and I just connected so deeply that honestly, right away, what popped up is I don't want to lose her as a best friend. Like that was the first thought because I was so scared because I treasured her so much. And then after came that second thought of coming from love of, wow, I'm so honored. I respect her so much. I admire her so much. Could this actually be? And so during this time, I actually was interviewing quite a few people of just who can actually be this person alongside of me. And every time I was interviewing these people, I just remember thinking of Sammy and her text and just like, okay, I don't know if anyone beats her as of now. And so I called her up and I was completely transparent of, Sam, I think we can do this, but I'm really scared because you're my best friend. And what I've heard is never work with family, never work with friends. It doesn't work. And you started to share with me that you've worked with your brother for X amount of years. And why wouldn't he want to enjoy the people you work with?
Yeah, I'll never forget that conversation because, and I think that true, like in hindsight now and us having this conversation, that was the first really hard but healthy conversations that we had to have because it was weighing on your heart in such a deep way. And as soon as I heard it, I'm like, oh my gosh, let me please release this for you because in my world, the way I think about my career, I've only ever worked with family, right? I worked with Frankie for 5 years. There is no way that I would ever want to work in a situation or an environment where I'm not best friends with someone because you can't buy that trust. You can't force that trust. And I remember also telling you, if we weren't best friends right now and having this conversation, I would make you my best friend because I just think it's so boring to not be best friends with someone that you are choosing to work alongside day in and day out.
Yes, I really actually admire that you brought that to our audience's attention because that's something we continuous to do to just even zip forward to right now. Sammy and I have very real, sometimes uncomfortable for people. The things we say, I truly say the thoughts that are coming to my mind, even if they're not my truth, but I need to get them out of my head because when you are getting business advice from the outside world, which you will, you will hear other people's burn stories. You will hear other people's heartaches of just the business world and how difficult it has been. But you have to remember that is their projection of what has happened to them. And you have to stay super true to what feels right for you. So for an example, I share with Sammy, hey, this is a thought that's coming into my head of, I'll give you an example. I should not trust you because we are in business together and you can't fully trust your business partner. Like you can trust them 95%, but they're not like a marriage. They're not like if we were just friends. And it felt so icky saying that to Sam because I trusted her and I respected her so deeply, but it was outside noise that I think that I was hearing that I needed to just fend for myself so much. And being able to have that conversation with her and her just hold space for me for saying that, no judgment, and just hear me loud and clear, and then just give me the most affirmation of just her heart and just what we have built and our relationship. That is like a marriage, honestly. Like I look at Sammy as my business wife that I trust so much, that I choose every day, that I prioritize, that I communicate with because I value what we are doing. So I think this is the journey of business. And just if you are finding that business partner, really understanding what it is you want, but knowing anything is possible. You can work with your best friends or your family. It's just if you do want that.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think it's so important that we are really hitting the nail on the head and sharing that. I think for anyone listening who, you know, you're talking to your best friend about her and her boyfriend and they're like, yeah, like we never fight. It's not about not fighting. It's about being bold and brave and trusting to have the hard and healthy conversations. And even with that specific example of Sam getting advice from someone else of, you probably shouldn't fully trust your business partner. My immediate response and affirmation is, well, I fully trust you. You know, like I am giving you my heart and my soul, and we over communicate to a point where I know anything that could potentially be weighing on Sammy, and she knows that right back to me. And I think we both also just have such respect over our careers, our lives, not having this dichotomy between the two, and really knowing that, like, also anything that's happening in life is going to affect our business. So really over communicating and sharing anything and everything. I mean, truly, there are days where I wake up and the first thing I do, if I'm not feeling my 100% best self, is sending Sammy a voice note and saying, my girl, today is one of those days and I just need you to hold some space for me. And it's always received with love. And I think there's been so many examples in our generation and generations above us of don't trust people. No one fully has your best intentions at heart. And I think what we've proven to ourselves and hopefully to so many other people in the business world is that we are true believers in the humanity of business. We can show up and feel and bring a soft, loving energy and still be the badass female entrepreneurs that get shit done. But we truly over-communicate. We're here to have the hard and healthy conversations. And we also hold space for each other because we're humans at the end of the day. We're not just robots running this company.
I think that's the beautiful definition of we show up the same in business as we do in our personal life. And I think that for a long time, it felt like you're supposed to be separate with that, but we have completely turned that down and we show up the exact same we would in our personal relationships and our personal life, the same exact way in our business. And I do think that is why we've gotten to the place we've gotten with Form.
How we communicate within our business. I think we take it back to those early days. Sam, I think this will be so fun and reminiscent for us, but truly like how we started Form. And I think the most immediate thought that comes to mind is a limiting belief around, I don't know what time is right to start a business. And we are so here to tell you, there is never a perfect time to do anything in life. My grandma, I call her Bubby, she actually told me that when Andrew and I were getting really serious and she was asking like, okay, you're talking about getting engaged, but you haven't gotten engaged. Like, what are you waiting for? And I told her, we're just waiting for more time. Like, we're really busy right now. And Bubby immediately said, there's never the perfect time to do anything in life. You just do it. And I think in business, it's so much of that. Anytime is a good time to start a company. If you are having those whispers or those gut punch, you know what you need to do, and it is just the divine timing and whenever you say yes to those whispers within you.
Yes, I could not agree more. When Sammy and I decided to do this thing together. And we were so pumped, so thrilled, so excited. We honestly went in head first. And the first head first energy we were thinking of was the name. And we're like, we can't have a company if we don't even know what we want to call it, embody it, start to create the website with. We need to understand the name, the branding. And again, this isn't like a crazy, amazing story that Form came so deeply from this meeting.
I wish it was like on a shroom trip in Joshua Tree, but it wasn't.
I do too. I feel like we get asked so much, like, how did you think of this name? Tell me the journey.
Well, I think we should tell them what it almost was because that's where the real chuckles come in.
Yeah. I know. Okay. Remember, no idea is a bad idea. Okay, guys.
Right. So, and this comes from no place of judgment. It's just hilarious thinking back.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll kind of shit on myself first. I was obsessed with this mouthful that was the Daily Practice Club. And I was like, ooh, like the Daily Practice Club, DPC. Like everyone will just show up for DPC.
Could you imagine? Hey guys, hey DPC. Honestly, it actually is a vibe. It's just not the name, but that could be like a sub thing. Like I can see that on a sweatshirt.
You're being really kind. I love you. You're so kind, but like not it. But then okay. Sam.
And then I was obsessed with this word essence because I felt like, ooh, the energy, like we're going to give this essence. We're going to give this like, ooze. And I think I wanted to spell it funny. And then meanwhile, there is a clothing company like called Essence or like there.
I was just seeing like a cologne ad. Like I couldn't get this cologne ad out of my mind where this like really like buff dude in Calvin Klein underwear is like spraying himself and then looks at the camera and says, Essence. I just like couldn't unsee it. But we did a few workshops. And we knew our intention was to have a universal name that wasn't just about movement. We launched with fitness, right? Like we launched with Sammy Clark's signature strength workouts, which we still have a million of on the platform. They're still my favorite, ride or die. But we knew we were going to do so much more than just fitness. We knew we wanted activewear. Like everything we are doing now is by no mistake, again, so on purpose. So we knew we needed a name that was universal.
And we knew we didn't want to go with my name. That was something we actually were really clear on. We didn't want to have like Fitness by Sammy Clark or Wellness App by Sammy Clark, just because we knew that we wanted this to be its own brand and one day have more trainers on, one day have more people, as you can already see that's happening. So we knew that we didn't want my name. So these like little things we did think about in the beginning, which I think was really important. And then I think, I can't even remember, were we just like spitballing different words, like shape?
Yes. We were literally on a Zoom call and we had both brought like a million words. And I had oh my gosh, this is such a tongue twister. I had the thesaurus in a tab on my computer. So Sam would say a word, I'd throw it into the thesaurus. Oh my God, I'm so sick of that word. I'm never saying it again. We're done. I'd throw it into
college.
The little thing online and it would give us more options. So we just kept going and going and going. And then randomly we were like, Form. Ooh, four letters. You know, you get your perfect form and fitness, but we're also like forming the best version of you. We can use it in a sentence. Everyone's form can be different. I think it was just this immediate like, ooh, this is actually making us feel something. It wasn't an immediate hell yes, but it was an immediate, this can go somewhere. This is versatile. And I think with my marketing brain, you know, I look at brands like Bumble and I've loved watching them take one word and then, you know, adding in all of this language around like, you know, Bumble, okay, B, and like adding in just like this full branding around it. So if you're trying to think of a brand name right now, don't just look at the name. Think about the overall essence.
Come on.
That you want the brand to have. And for us, literally since day one, I mean, our first sweatshirt we ever put out has a tag that says, forming the best version of you, and that will forever and always be our tagline. And it's by no accident because that was very intentional when we knew the word form was going to be it.
Yep. I remember it so clear. And you text all your friends, you send it, and some people don't like it and you don't care. And then you send it to some others that do like it. You're like, that's it. But you really just have to go with it. But creating the entire brand was really important for us. So when you are on a word or you have something in mind, start to visualize the entire brand, the slogans, the colors, the dream within, seeing it on clothes, because you will get to be doing that. So that was really important for us. And then after we kind of got the name, this is where the fun little things came through. So we were like, okay, let's make a really big list of everything that Sammy's strengths are and my strengths are and where we feel like we're really going to own and then where we really need to hire. And obviously you're hiring, you know, for legal, accounting, tech. We need to figure out where Form was going to live, web design, all these like super important minor but really big decisions at the end of the day. But these were kind of like all the one-off moments that we needed to get lined up. But hiring was like our next big thing once we figured out, okay, Sam's roles are this, other Sammy's roles are this.
Yes. This is also like insider scoop. This was a part of the conversation where we literally rebranded me as in Sammy Spalter. Back then I was Sammy Bernstein before I got married. So I'll never forget Sam and I sitting down and I'm like, you're Sammy Clark. Like, I'm building this. Form 1.0 was literally like Sammy Clark. Like, we are getting all of the magic that you've created behind a wall for everyone to experience in like the best way. So in respecting that, I'm like, I need a different name. So we thought of Bernie, which our team still calls me. So if you ever see me, you can totally call me Bernie too if you want to feel like you're a part of the squad. But it is like my alter ego. So Bernie was established. I have my new name. And I also just want to speak to the fact that Form is fully bootstrapped since day one. So when we were doing all of these little things like hiring, obviously that takes money. So it was really this opportunity for us to slowly but surely, and what I mean by that is hourly and contractors and not making full-time hires and investments, build a team of experts that believed in us and what we were doing and were down to start with us somewhere. And I think that's a beautiful thing about building business. Even the most amazing talent in the world, if you get them excited about your mission and about what you're building, they will meet you where you're at and they will be down to grow with you. And I think we really saw that with our initial web design team. They're still on retainer to this day at a very different amount. Our initial lawyer, she's still with us. Again, like her rate has changed because she welcomed us in so beautifully. Everything has kind of started somewhere and allowed it to bloom in a way that was alongside our business and its growth.
Yeah, I think those first time people are the people that are believing in you guys, because when you are bootstrapping and you don't have, you know, this rate to hire the best of the best for a whole your salary, it's so nice to bring people along in what the dream is. What is the big goal here? And when you bring people in that, they're excited if they're on the same mission as you, that they want to work with you because they just believe in you. The amount of people that we have had say yes to us for half of what they actually charge, because in the long term, they knew what we were doing. And now beautifully 3 years in, we can give them what they actually are asking for. So finding these people that are in the beginning, they are your diehards. They are the ones that see the journey, see the dream that you guys are building. And honestly, I think writing out what you want your dream team to be. Like, who are these people? And when I say the dream team, it is the core people. You know, when you are just starting out, you are all wearing six different hats. You're just, all of you are guessing.
6 million.
Truly 6 million different hats. You're really guessing. You're really jumping in. And so to have that support, really dream out, okay, who are the core people we do need to make this thing take off? And what do I want them to bring to the table? And actually dream of exactly who they are, because they are out there.
Yes. Anyone who's listening to this who is a founder, you hear us loud and clear when we say that success is truly created by the entire team. And if you haven't started a business yet and you're thinking that you want to, we are also so here to tell you that as a leader, the most important thing you are ever going to do is hiring the best people. And I don't mean the best by where they went to college or what their job was before. The best in terms of the culture and the mission of everything that you want to do.
I think this is a perfect introduction into our first hire, and I want to bring her up because if you guys know Form, you know Shelbs. And the beautiful part about Shelbs is exactly that. She came out of the beautiful dream cloud that I needed her to come out of. But actually at that time, I was looking for a personal assistant. And so that was part of the list. We needed someone that could just get shit done. We knew what Sammy and I were doing, and I needed help in a lot of areas so I could focus on the business and someone to just be kind of my ride or die and say yes to a lot of things. And I met Shelby, and she kind of was already doing really cool, amazing things before Form. But I remember it was the energy of her being this yes girl. Like I was talking to her and she was like, yes, I'll do that. Yes, I can do that. Ooh, I love doing that. And she was just the best vibes. First off, I'm such an energy person. I'm like, if this person's going to be living next to me all day, I need to actually be able to be in their presence at all times. But also her energy of just her passions in life and what she was excited about and what she was ready to take on. She was a yes girl, and we needed a yes girl. And to think about where Shelby is now is mind-blowing and is actually the biggest, I feel like, inspiration for anyone. I'll let Sammy go into it, but she started as a PA and now Shelbs is not a PA.
Shelbs is not quite a PA anymore. But if we ever ask her to do any of those types of tasks, it's always that yes energy. And I think that's because the culture we created, which we will speak to, is that there's no levels. Like, we are all humans. We are all here in the same mission to get shit done and to be our best selves. Like, we all live our own Form mission with forming the best versions of us too. So just being believers in the brand. But with Shelbs, we initially, I mean, Sammy literally posted an Instagram story saying, I need a PA. We interviewed Shelbs. Oh my gosh, this is so funny. We have to bring up the Brussels sprouts.
Oh my gosh, I love this story.
So this was back when I lived in LA, obviously. And so
okay, now let me break this down. Sammy, we're like, I already met with Shelbs. I was like, I'm obsessed with this girl. Like, I really think we need to meet her in person. Sammy had a Zoom call with her, and then we're like, okay, let's meet in person. We meet at Rose Cafe on Venice, and Sammy's like, oh my gosh, you guys, there's this Brussels dish here. And it
is. But I didn't know that they had a brunch menu and like a lunch dinner menu.
Yeah, let me explain what we got.
I guess we sat down for the lunch dinner menu because
this is hilarious, because if you guys could witness what Shelby and I had to eat, pretty much Sammy's like, you guys, we should get the Brussels dish. It's amazing. So we're like, great, all three of us will get that. We're just being easy. We're all talking about business. We get three of these Brussels dishes, and it's a Brussels soup. So it's like literally just pure broth with like Brussels flowing in it.
And then the most giant bowl.
Giant bowl, and then a floating poached egg. It was disgusting. And you know what the best part was? All of us ate it and kind of were just looking at each other like, not going to hate on Sammy's favorite dish here, but what the flip are we eating? And so now our joke is every time we bring someone new in, they have to eat the Brussels soup.
Literally the initiation to Form is Brussels sprouts. Y'all, it was so bad. Even I was like, this is not my Brussels that I was vibing with, Rose Cafe. Mm. But we met Shelbs in person, and I think it was just such an energy thing. Shelby has this aura and presence to her where there could literally be a fire drill happening, and her tone, her presence, everything is just even keeled. And in the startup entrepreneur landscape, when you are building something and creating something that has not been done yet, you kind of are like a professional firefighter in that you're putting out fires every day. So to find someone who took that on with such ease and excitement, and truly just bringing this calm nature, but is also so excited. Shelbs is ride or die. Like, we truly hit the jackpot. And again, she started as a PA. And what we really quickly realized, not just in us thinking of where we want her and where the business wants her, but in where she excelled, was a lot having to do with the day-to-day operations of what is Form. And we are almost 3 years later now, and Shelbs is actually our director of operations and running literally everything behind the scenes of what you see with form, and to watch her growth and see and witness the opportunity that her saying yes to what was a part-time PA gig to now, it honestly reminds me of what I created in just taking a chance and saying yes to running a business alongside my brother. Shelbs is fully capable and understanding of everything we need to keep this ship not only sailing, but thriving.
I think that if you guys ever wanted an episode with Shelbs, let us know, because I think she did something really magical where she knew her dream wasn't to be a PA, but she said yes to being a PA because she believed in what we were doing and she knew that's what we needed in the beginning. But the entire time from start to now, Shelby has showed us the same excitement, the same yes energy, the same, like, she will do absolutely anything. And we needed that in the beginning. And to see where she has grown to be in this director role, I just feel like having that mindset at the beginning of not knowing exactly where this is going to take you allows you to be in the best seat of your life, but you didn't know it before. Yeah. So I just, yeah, I think that Shelbs is a great example of just trying something and then looking what actually happened.
Yeah. Just being there to say yes and to just try. You don't know until you try. So beyond the day-to-day operations, obviously form includes a lot of things. So we hired a part-time contractor for production. We needed a studio space to record the videos that were the initial workouts that we launched with. And Sam, I'd be like, we just got to take them back. Y'all, we were literally in like the back office of a coffee shop for months.
Yeah, we honestly got a really friend to friend. Again, you hit up those friends when you're bootstrapping and need a place, and rent in LA is no joke. And we didn't want to go to downtown every day because if you live in Los Angeles, driving to downtown is actually insane. And we knew that I would be filming probably 4 times a week. So we actually hit up my friend and they let us use, I mean, we paid for it at a nice discounted rate, but still paid for it, of the back of a coffee shop. And
I'll never forget, our production guy was like, y'all, we need to unplug the fridge because it's making like this, like, you know, electric sound. Like, we need it to stop running. Do you think we could unplug the fridge for like an hour?
And I remember we forgot one time when we left it unplugged and all the milk was in there. And the next day they were like, you guys left the fridge unplugged and now we have no milk. I was like, we are terrible
tenants. For a coffee shop. For a literal coffee shop. Like, homies need milk.
Homies need milk. So at this time, we're filming in this coffee shop. Truly, I think I was filming 2 to 3 workouts a day. So we were there all day. I was taking crazy breaks. That's not what I do now. It was just truly having to get this baby up and going. I was filming quite a bit of workouts and the entire team was there, which was me, Sammy, Shelby, and then our production guy.
And I remember y'all, so at this point, you know, I was like ride or die YouTube Sammy Clark, loved all the workouts. And then I had been like so behind the scenes, just like doing all the ops of what was launching the business. So then to come on set and witness Sammy leading 2 to 3, even more workouts a day and speaking through all of them, my jaw was on the floor. I'm like, I was so and still am so amazed by the superhuman that is Sammy Clark, in the fact that whenever you're doing our form workouts, just know whenever we are like dying on the floor, she is speaking to us through them, breathing through them. It is insanity. I just have to say that.
I love you. Something comes over me. I mean, again, I do not do that many workouts in a day anymore. It was definitely this adrenaline of, I just was so excited about form and let's get it going. But yeah, that was an adrenaline rush of like excitement. But we in this time did not launch yet. So we knew that we needed to get X amount of videos to launch. And so we were filming all of those videos before the launch day. And in this time we were just working on the design of the website, trying to find, this will be our next hire, a social media manager. Because of course,
I remember that conversation too. That I was like, wait, Sam, you don't think you can also run form social media? Like, you're the social media expert influencer. Why can't you do it?
And I was like,
yeah, I mean, like, it was a big just no. So again, like, found a social media person. And if you guys know us to this day, we are a social first brand. I mean, I think any direct to consumer brand in 2024, like, if you're not hiring social media first, you probably should. It is everything.
It really is everything. I mean, the world that we live in, that is something where I actually think your money's worth is so crucial. Like a social media manager, someone that can run your socials, create content, even if you needed a face in it. You know, obviously I, at that time, was the face of Form. And so there was a lot of content created, but really knowing your social media manager is going to bring so much fruit to your business. So really that was such a big hire for us. And yeah, I was like, Sammy, I will be face on the floor if I run the socials. Like I can't. Like,
okay. So I guess we'll make a hire. And I think the great thing with social media too, and that we still see to this day, is your social media manager is actually on the front lines and holding the hands of everyone in your community. And it is such a special role. So not only making sure that this person has this creative eye, but that they're also a perfect reflection of your brand's mission, tone, warmth. Like, who do you want speaking to all your customers? Because that's social media in today's day and age.
It's so true. It's so true. And then after this was slowly as we were really kicking off, we, of course, were getting this community going. The business is launched. We're grooving. We're learning. We're just diving in headfirst into our Form fam. And it was just such a journey. Our next hire was our designer. This was just a time that we knew we wanted to tap into, if it even felt like in the beginning a little bit more merchy, but we knew we wanted to tap into activewear. So this was our hire that actually started as a part-time contractor. Again, contractors are amazing. You get to really learn and see if they are the right fit too while you're diving into something like this. And then after our designer, we hired a community coordinator. Our community is our number one. We have so many levels of community, from our community leads who are like ambassadors, to our college programs, to our DMs, to our WhatsApp groups. We needed someone who is going to own this, because what was happening is our social media is already taking up so much space and so much passion and so much need for that. We wanted someone heads down in the community area.
Yeah. And I think what you guys will feel in this conversation is that we take specific parts of our business very seriously. So when you think about hiring a designer and bringing her on full time, it's because we had the full intention of having not just a merch drop, but like a full activewear line. And when you think about how we speak to our community, we know we couldn't just have that as part of someone's role. We needed someone who was living and breathing our community. And what's beautiful about that role is our community coordinator was actually a community lead first. So she was an ambassador of Form. Then we hired her as an intern while she was working at Barry's. And then we realized, oh my goodness, we need this as its own role. And she came on full time.
Love an intern too. Like, you guys, people, if they're excited about your company because you share the dream of it, you would be so surprised of how many people just want the experience and to be a part of your team and to be a part of your culture and learn. So you won't know until you ask. So trying the intern or the contractor area is such a good start. And then after our community coordinator, we have our marketing team. So this is actually really cool. We only recently hired for marketing, like paid marketing. We were actually doing all organic business before.
Yeah.
Which is rare. Badass.
Which is really rare. And I think you can really like only do that when you have talent alongside to bootstrap your business and to market it to their audience. But again, we initially launched and just tapped into Sammy Clark's audience and then was building Forms alongside that, and really knowing that once Form was up on its own two legs, which it now beautifully is, we have a full paid marketing team. And making that hire was really exciting for me and overseeing the business, and that now we can scale to the moon, right? Like there's no limits here, and we are built to scale, which is just the greatest gift. But yeah, I would say, you know, we're not small and scrappy. We like to say we're petite and polished, but we are a really small team. And at the end of the day, what we all share too is just such a respect and a need of what we're building. Everyone on our team uses form. Everyone on our team knows what we need to do next because they need it in their lives. And no matter what part of our business that they're siloed in, at the end of the day, our common thread is that we are all here to better ourselves and we are choosing to work with form because of that.
Mm. I feel like we've tapped a little bit into this, but I feel like it's a little taboo for friends to work together. And so I feel like we wanted to talk about how we do make this work beyond what we've mentioned. And I think even working with, if it's not a friend, if it's even just a business partner or someone on your team that you are bringing on, I think the first and best thing that I would encourage someone to do is, number one, dreaming out your dream team, writing exactly who they are, how they show up, what energy you need from them, if that's that yes woman, whatever it is, or yes man, and then writing out everything that you know you are best at, your absolute strengths, the things you can do in your sleep, the things that you are excited about, the things that you feel like, I will bring so much fruit to this business if I do X. And then writing out the list of things that you feel like you can pass on or aren't your strengths, areas that you can lean and bring other people in to do for you or with you. And I think this is what Sammy and I did in the beginning so clearly. You guys, I was not someone who wanted to know how to run an entire business. I knew I wanted to create something where everyone could be a part of, but I wanted to stay so true to my craft. I wanted to stay so true to my passion. I wanted to stay so true into the enjoyment of my days and the way that I live my life. And that was something I was very clear up front about. Again, obviously there's ebbs and flows and seasons, but having that communication with Sammy and then her, same thing. She wrote out everything she was a G at and I got to see it all written out. And then we understood where she needed that other wing woman or someone to come in because she couldn't do all of these X things.
Yeah. I love the saying, you can do better by doing less. And that only comes when you honor and respect your own strengths. If you try to do everything, you're only going to be okay at doing everything. Pick what you want to focus on and excel, and then hire what you need around you.
Yeah, it's that investment in the beginning where maybe you are putting a little bit more spend towards someone else, but how much time are they actually saving you? And it's that investment you do in the beginning, but later on, you'll really see that payoff.
100%. So I think other than community and something that goes hand in hand with community that we have tapped into is our company culture. And I think this really does trickle down from the fact that Sammy and I are best friends. I tell her every day, I'm like, you are my chosen sister. I love you. I'm so grateful to do this with you every day. And when we bring in on our internal team and we make those hires, we want everyone to feel that too. And what's been such a beautiful thing to witness is actually how that's extended into our community, the Form community. Even with our ambassador groups, like they all know each other, they're all best friends. We have community walks in cities. Like the way our community comes alive speaks the language of what we are communicating out there too. It is the most amazing thing to witness. It's truly the greatest gift.
Yeah, and I think that's something we knew from the beginning was going to be our number one. I mean, we had a business that was ready to be kicked off that a community was already really excited about, which I'm so grateful for, that kind of before factor. And I knew that that could never leave. Like that was our drive. That was our purpose of doing this. So the community and the culture we wanted to create with them was always number one. And I would recommend if you are starting a company to think about your community a little bit more, because I think that's how you create a brand and a community rather than just creating a business and them not really understanding the deepness and the personal side of your company.
Yes. And when we say community, we're not talking about the person with the most followers that you're gifting to hopefully post and promote your brand. We're talking about your actual customers. We're talking about the people who are actually choosing to invest in you to show up for themselves in whatever way that you're giving to them. And that at the end of the day is a conversation you need to be having. All the influencer stuff is magic. It is true magic. I mean, I built my career in it. We could do a full deep dive into that. But the conversation that you are having with your actual customers is way more meaningful.
survey the ish out of your customers. Even if it's five people, I feel like serve that ish. I know my language in this episode is incredible.
I love it. Okay. So it wouldn't be a how we built this if we didn't speak to the hurdles, the literal physical hurdles that we have had to jump over. I think a lot of the times our friends and family will, you know, affirm us and be like, you've built such a beautiful business. You make it look so easy. But I think that's just because we're not externally talking about all the hurdles that are happening all the time. So we really just want to reel it in, bring a little bit of the reality and some of the funny stories that have happened along the way. But I think before we do that, what we fully believe in and what we really want to share with you is that with building Form and even just thinking back to simply launching Form, we just wanted to get it off the ground. We knew what we were capable of, but you've got to start somewhere. So we were really big on progress and not perfection. And we actually launched with something way simpler than obviously all the value that we're offering now. But I love this quote of, if you're not embarrassed by the first version of your product, you launched too late. And I wouldn't say we're necessarily embarrassed, but I think it is this beautiful just vision of the journey of where we started and where we are now. And we really just want to inspire anyone who's listening. If you have the idea, think about the progress. Don't think about the perfection. Get something off the ground and day by day, you'll get there.
And when you're thinking about this, you really can't compare to anyone else. I think when we are wanting to get started, we're looking at the people who have done it for 10 years already. We're looking at the people who have built something for X amount of years, and we're not remembering that they have been on this journey. We're just looking at their end result they already have. So when you are being inspired by other businesses or other creators or other whatever it is, remember that they once started just where you're at, of jumping in with 2 feet, not knowing what to do, it looking a little embarrassing in the beginning because you're questioning it. And really, honestly, you're the only one feeling that, no one else is. Yeah. But remember, they have been doing it for 10 years. Even when Sammy and I were jumping into the podcasting, I feel like we really had to let go of the outside noise and remember these people who have been podcasting for 5 years that we look up to, they have been in this game and we're so inspired by them. But let's just start, because if we keep comparing ourselves to how amazing they are, how they're doing, or their guests, we're never going to be able to actually jump into this and give people the magic that's been placed on our heart.
Yes, absolutely. I think when you're excited about something, you want to just dive into it and start running. But we're so here to remind you, you've got to crawl, then walk, and then you can run. All right, let's do some of these hurdles because they're so funny. I have to start us off with the fact that Sammy literally had COVID the day of our launch. I get a call on launch day and Sam's like, and this was still during the pandemic. Sam's like, I feel like shit. I have this, you know, a little scratch in my throat. And I'm like, oh, dear God. Oh, dear God. And you have to think back. We were like a fully organic business. Our entire marketing plan was Sammy Clark speaking about Form. And she had COVID.
I had COVID. And that was one of the craziest times in my life, because we launched the biggest thing that I could ever dream of. And waking up with COVID, and not COVID, like, I don't feel so great, deathly COVID. Like, do I need to go to the hospital? Like, it felt so terrible. And I was just crying hysterically. I couldn't even look at my phone. My head hurt so bad. You guys, I took the week off of socials on the week of our launch. I literally couldn't go on my phone because it hurt my eyes so much. That I literally had to be like, my body is yelling at me. I can't keep staring at this phone. So send me things, but we need to hop on calls. It was terrible. It was terrible. And then I remember Sammy and Shelby showed up at my house with balloons. Like, they said Form, and they were standing in the street because obviously they couldn't come hug me. It was such a hard time.
Oh my gosh, we've got to pull up pictures from when we showed up and we literally like couldn't even open the door because this was the time when COVID was really scary.
Yeah.
Yeah, crazy. Okay, and then if anyone has been around OG, we wanted to create sweatsuits really early on. Sammy and I both just live in sweatsuits and we're like, oh my gosh, we have this amazing idea. Let's make a uniform. Haha, get it, Form. Let's make this uniform. And it's going to be this really cute, like, collegiate sweater and a matching sweatpant, and the end result was really cute, but we literally had to push the launch 6 months because of just everything that happens within business. And we finally are launching these sweatsuits, and we're like, let's get all of the girls together. Let's have, it was around Valentine's Day, let's have this Galentine's Day moment. And we made enough samples before the launch for all of our influencer community to come try on the sweatsuits, have this Galentine's Day moment. And one of our friends, Vale, she goes, guys.
She was blue. The sweatsuit dyed her blue.
She was blue. Y'all, she was blue. I'm looking at her little palms that are like neon blue. And I'm like, you've got to be kidding me.
We were like, we've waited 6 months for these things and they are blue and they are ready to go. And so now we need to call the production again and tell them they're dyeing our humans blue. I mean, thank goodness it was on our girlfriends, not on customers yet. But that was just another beautiful hiccup that came into our presence. And it's just the beauty of letting go of control. Holy shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Truly holy shit. Speaking of holy shit, there was the week of Black Friday.
Oh, literally, my the gosh.
Week of Black Friday, where we are all traveling for Thanksgiving. And I'm like, oh my God, guys, do we want to do anything for Black Friday?
Call this fire drill energy our first ever Black Friday. We forgot about Black Friday, which for companies, it's like one of the biggest moments in your business in time where people are just shopping or so excited. There's discounts and we completely forgot. So during this like family week, talk about fire drill energy with our poor team. We are on the phone with our socials girl. We are trying everything we can, creating emails. It was horrendous. We were all cracking up. I mean, we were probably all really angry in the moment. And then after, we were like, never again. But we completely forgot about Black Friday.
And now we plan ahead and it's beautiful. But it was a really great business moment. So just pat on our back for that. But truly, in listening to these hurdles, I just want y'all to know there's no such thing as perfection. It might look really easy breezy beautiful from whatever version we are choosing to show you. There are a million and one hurdle stories that we can absolutely always share. It is a journey. Building business is a journey, and we are learning day in and day out as we go.
Yeah, there's nothing perfect about running a business, that's for sure. You're letting go of so much control. You're building a family. You all have emotions. There's so much to it. And obviously, that's why you have to be really passionate about it, because that's going to keep you really growing and going. But it is such a high, low letting go. And just, you have to laugh sometimes. You really do. And I think the fun of it, I will say, even before starting a company, I have so much respect for companies now. I think if you've never done it, of course, you don't know until you experience something. Just like I don't know a nurse's life and what she goes through on a daily basis. But really, it's doing a company, and I just have so much respect for what these companies do go through. It's even packaging could be showing up so wrong, and they have to eliminate all of the different pieces. We've had to do that with activewear. Talking about activewear, that's a whole other ballgame where I'm so excited for activewear finally to be out again for you guys. But it's been a journey because we know we can't put out anything beyond what we're obsessed with and that we know you guys will be obsessed with. And with that comes eating a lot of money sometimes because it's not the right product. Maybe something happened wrong in production. Maybe some stitching went wrong. The tags are wrong. It is the hard part of business, but you really have to understand that it is part of it. It doesn't mean you're not in flow. It just means, okay, how are we going to pivot? What do we need to do? And having that team alongside you that you're not doing it alone.
Yeah, the lessons learned, the beautiful lessons learned. So I know we're just hinting at more activewear. When we think about the future vision for Form, honestly, I think the best way to describe it is that we always are going to deliver more than what is expected. We are here to provide as much value as possible, and we are constantly expanding what we're working on. So we wanted to do some fun little teasers for the Transform community. We are so grateful for you being here, for you listening, for you even caring and just being here and spending your time with us. So with that said, I feel like on the Form side, we typically don't share too much until it's actually here. But in this conversation, I think we can do things a little differently.
Let's do it. So a very, 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 very big announcement is that we will have a new trainer launching June 1st of 2024.
Y'all, and she is everything.
She's really everything. She's a familiar face. She's someone we are absolutely obsessed with. And to all my gym girlies, June 1st, here we go.
And we have some other conversations going for some other new trainers in some new verticals. So prenatal, postnatal, if that speaks to you, we will be delivering on that in a very fierce way very, very soon as well.
And then on the activewear front, we have so much magic in activewear. Oh my gosh. So expect monthly drops coming your way.
I know. That's going to be insane when every single month we are literally dropping a whole new line. It is such magic, guys. Even in my last LA trip, trying on our collection that's dropping so soon, it is literally what we both want to live in every single day, every single second of every single day. And even beyond the activewear, we're working on some fun things. Like maybe if you're out there and you love a Sherpa jacket, that's interesting. Or if you're a big hiker, maybe a hiking capsule, that's really cute. Or even like a whole cotton collection, that could be fun. Wink, wink.
We're in it, fam. We're giving the juice in this episode. If you're listening, I love it. We also this year are going to continue to pour into the community. And for us, that is so much about our community walks in every city. We have them going right now. If you have never joined our community walks, we have city groups, WhatsApp groups you can join, and a lot of the girls are hosting them at least once a month. So that is a huge focus of for us to keep those going. I know Sammy leads them in Austin. I lead them in LA. But whenever we travel as well, we will lead them ourselves.
Yes. And even beyond the community walks, we're starting to have a really big presence on college campuses. So for any of our college girlies, if you're listening to this and you want to get involved in that way, definitely let us know. We're really just envisioning these true teams. Like when you think about growing up as a kid, no matter what sport you played, being on a team is such a beautiful thing. It gives you the most amazing accountability, makes you feel a part of something bigger than yourself, but it also inspires you to be the best version of you for your team. And we're really, really, really excited about all the things that's going on for our community.
Yeah, you're not supposed to do these things alone. You know, when you step into this community, a lot of things can come through because choosing growth, choosing to be your best self, it is a journey. And to have people alongside of you saying, hey, I understand you. Hey, I get it. Let me be your accountability partner. Let me pump you up. Let me relate to you. This is why our community is number one. So just know that we are so here to support you and be that team.
Yes.
Yes.
If there's anything else that you guys are wanting, as we said earlier, we want to hear from you, whether it's a specific type of workout, a different type of nutrition program, a specific color of activewear, literally anything and everything, tell us. We are here to deliver. And if you haven't tried Form yet, we also just want to mention that our promo code TRANSFORM will get you 20% off your membership. We're so excited to welcome you into the Form community. Thank you for being here and caring about just literally our baby that we pour our hearts and souls into every single day. I know I can speak for myself. I am the luckiest girl on earth that I get to run a dream company alongside my best friend that is literally the toolkit of giving me everything I need to live my best life every single day.
I love that. And I could not agree more and truly so grateful for you guys listening. And I hope that this gave any comfort to whatever you want to do. Just do it and say yes to it because it is placed on your heart. And then the journey is a ride, but that's how we get to know ourselves. And there's no one way to do any of this. And the fact that Sammy and I have done it as best friends, it is actually my dream and something that I think I manifested without even knowing because this is my dream life and my dream relationship in business. So we love you guys. Thank you so much for being here. You listening to this episode is you saying yes to creating the dream life you absolutely deserve.
As always, we want to hear from you all about what you want to hear next. Definitely let us know on Instagram at Sammy Clark and at Sammy Spalter. And if you want to follow us for more updates, follow at Transform. See you next week.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.